Yeah, he's like a DJ. Yeah.
You know what's up, nigga? Yeah. D-Boy talk, nigga. Yeah. Hey.
New Carolina.
Yeah, my plug is back deep. Yes, sir. Nigga, that packing. They didn't show no love, so fuck them. Nigga, we taxing. Everything on deck with us, nigga. You know what's happening. The dope boys in this bitch. 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 Mr. 36 flipper. Bitch can't tell me ain't that nigga. Coulda dumped him in the city. But my country boy move it quicker. I was chopping up with my Migo. We was politicking about kilos. I'ma get him gone with Dito. I'ma bust him down with Vito. I been chugging around the city. With my chopper and my freak hoe. I just love counting up my lettuce. But she just love eating up my meat though. Her baby daddy broke. He got that funny money. Bitch, we got that dope. We in here throwing that junkie money. Okay. My trap rolling like a Fed wheel. No dope boys all in bed here. My price, whatever I say it is. I can send it to wherever you live. Cali pounds and good flake. My shit on the interstate. I just got the call. Another 18 wheeler on the way. Bitch. Yeah, my plug is back deep. Yes, sir. Nigga, that packing. They didn't show no love, so fuck them. Nigga, we
yo, what's going on? It's the homie Mez. He tuned in to Mez Drinks and Chill. It's another episode. I got the homie Mike in the building. Mike, what's good?
What's good, man? Mr. Splash out. You already know. What's the deal?
What's popping with you, bro?
Shit, you already.
Welcome to the show, man. I appreciate you pulling up. We've been trying to get this locked in for a while, too.
That's a fact.
Welcome home, too. How long you been home?
A year and a couple months.
Word? That shit feel like it was yesterday.
Whew. Yeah, a year and a couple months, man. Yeah.
How you adjusting?
It's easy. It's just a mindset thing. You know what I mean?
How long you was in?
Four.
4 years. That shit, I was just in pre-production, we talking about how that shit flies for us because it seemed like you just went in and came back out. But 4 years is a long time.
Man.
My son's four.
That shit long.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. When you think back at it, it's like, damn, that's 4 years is a long time to do.
That's a fact.
Nigga, a day or two in jail is terrible. Fuck 4 years.
Day. 24 hours. That shit long.
Yeah. So, like, we get into it, right? Like, we talk about it, right? So, when you, did you know you was wanted?
I knew I was wanted.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, what were you wanted for?
They had me on possession of heroin, trafficking. They had me on bank fraud, identity theft, all types of stuff. I had stuff everywhere.
Yeah, in different states?
In different states.
But the feds was after you.
Feds was after me.
Crazy thing is, like, I came to kick it at, I seen you the day before you got locked up. And the next day when the homies hit me like, yo, they done came and snatched Mike up.
Yeah,
I'm like, what?
Quick, too.
Yeah, so the day that you didn't know they was coming to get you that day, like, you had no clue, right?
I had no clue. I knew I was on a run, but I didn't know they was in on me that quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have no idea.
So take us to the day of when, like, the moment you knew they were outside.
Man, they was outside. They ran down on my man O.
Yeah.
Scared the shit out of O.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Cause they pulled up deep.
They was like 20 deep.
Yeah.
They was like 20 deep.
Right.
They come in the crib, run upstairs. I hide in the closet.
Yeah.
They running past me. They flashing a light on me. Like, six of them run past, and then one of them came in the closet like, yeah, we got him here.
Whew.
Yeah, then I knew I was hit. I had three phones on me, which I keep three phones.
Yeah.
Three, four phones.
Right.
So I'm in the closet breaking the phones. I'm in the closet breaking the phones, so they can't go through them.
Right, you know
what I'm saying? Because I already know how they is. They want to see what's going on.
For sure.
So I'm in the closet breaking the phones.
Yeah.
So they hit me, they get me, and I know it's over. I know it's over.
So when they get you to, like, when they cuff you up and take you in, like, do you have any idea what you're facing? Or is just all a surprise?
It's everything. It's just, I know I'm hit. I knew I'm going to be gone, but I didn't know what I was facing. You feel me? So, yeah. Like, stress was at an all-time high. Stress was at an all-time high.
I bet.
And then it's crazy because, like, I've been through it before. Mm-hmm. So I know, like, you need that support.
Yeah, 100%.
So, and I knew that shit was, it was about to be crazy. It was, it was dumbing down. Don't nobody care about you when you locked up.
So who came to get you?
The feds. It was the feds, and it was the CMPD.
They was probably hype when they caught you.
Man, they was dapping each other up.
Like, we got them.
Yeah, like, they got promotions and all that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, so on the ride there, you have no clue what you're facing, nothing, right? So you get in there, and what, you got to get a lawyer? Like, what?
I get in there, mm-hmm. and the cop like, yeah, you're going to be gone for a long time.
The cop tells you that?
Tells me that.
Yeah, because he know everything that's going on.
We've been watching you for years. We've been watching you and your best friend, God rest his soul, LeMac Nelson. We've been watching you and LeMac Nelson for years. We know what y'all do.
R.I.P. to Mac.
R.I.P. to Mac.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've been watching us for years. So he like, yeah, you're going to be gone. You're going to be gone for a long time.
So where was Mac? Was Mac on the run at this time too?
Nah, Mac was out. Mac was out.
But they weren't looking for him or nothing?
Nah, they just know who he is. They know what we do.
Yeah.
But yeah, they got me. So they like, we got one off the street. So we one up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whew, that got to be hard. So then when you get in there, what you do? Like, you just look for a lawyer? You tap in with people?
I'm in there and I don't know what's going on. So right. I'm on the phones. I'm telling my baby mom, call these people. I'm telling, you know, I'm trying to figure out what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a federal hold.
Yeah.
But then I got traffic in Heron.
Because the Heron, they caught that was...
They caught that in the crib that I was in.
So they just slapped you with that. But it wasn't on your possession, right?
Nah, it wasn't on my possession.
Possession's nine tenths of the law, so they can't really...
That's a fact. That's why I beat it. Mary Rogers.
Oh, yeah. Mary Rogers.
Mary Rogers. Yeah.
Hey, lawyer?
Lawyer. Puerto Rico. Yeah. She running down on shit.
So basically, you smacked that case around.
Smacked that case early. You know what I'm saying? I was in there.
Yeah.
My man, Twink, I'll never forget. Twink got life for a body.
Damn.
Twink told me, like, listen, Mary Rogers told me if I give her $60,000, mm-hmm. she'll get me out and get me 2 years for the body.
Whew.
So I'm like, yo, shoot me that number. I need that number. Because if she can do that for you.
Yeah, on the body.
On the body.
Yeah,
I need that.
Yeah.
I need that. Run that. So I hit her. She was like, all right, listen, I want $12,500. I don't do no payments. I need my chicken up front.
I'd have slid that right over.
And it was around Christmas. So she like, listen, I need that ASAP.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I hit mommy, yeah, do that real quick. Boom, 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 man. Yeah.
Yeah. So then you took it to trial?
Nah, I ain't have to. I ain't had to. She beat the charge. Voluntary dismiss.
So what are you doing?
I went to the feds for a whole nother situation.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I had charges everywhere, man. I had charges in Virginia, mm-hmm. North Carolina, South Carolina, fucking...
God damn.
Charlotte, Hickory.
Yeah.
Man, I had shit everywhere, man.
Shit.
Yeah, I had shit everywhere, man.
So then, what? That was a plea that they gave you?
Okay, listen. I beat everything in North Carolina.
Correct.
I beat all the charges.
Uh-huh.
Mary Rogers, she dismissed all my charges. Mm-hmm. Voluntary dismiss. Mm-hmm. Illegal search and seizure. So now I gotta go to the feds.
Yeah.
So I went into federal custody. Federal custody, they gave me 5, but you know, with the 85.
Yeah, 85% of your time with the feds.
I did 3 years, 10 months.
Yeah.
So I took a plea for that, and that was on the fraud shit. That was all on the road running shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you get your time, right? And were you in the county at this time, right?
I get the time. No, listen. My shit came out of Tennessee.
Oh, shit.
So they shipped me to Tennessee.
Oh, you wasn't even in Charlotte?
Man, I was in Charlotte for 18 months fighting trafficking heroin case.
Yeah, okay, okay.
I beat that. So as soon as I beat that, they shipped me to Tennessee.
Damn.
Yeah, they shipped me straight to Tennessee. So I'm in Tennessee around niggas I don't never even seen around
That's
niggas
the
I don't
worst
know.
Part, yeah.
You feel me? Like, but you know, it's me. So I'm a whole mind.
That's a fact, yeah.
So yeah, I'm around niggas I never even fathomed. Niggas like, yo, why you even out here?
Yeah.
You feel me? And you know, I get niggas to run down. I tell them what's going on. They like, all right, you know, but real recognized real any day. So
always,
you know, I'm good anywhere, no matter where I'm at.
Yeah.
So I held it down in Tennessee for I want to say about 8-9 months.
And then they moved you again?
Then they moved me again. This one I got my time. I got my time. And then that's when I went on a federal yard. I went on a federal yard in 18.
What you mean, after 18 months?
No, 2018.
Oh, 2018, okay.
Yeah, 2018. Yeah, so I went on a federal yard 2018 and came home 20. Yeah, came home the end of 20. Yeah, I was 26 when I left.
Yeah.
I came home 30, about to be 31.
What month did you get locked up, like when they came and got you?
July,
right? Because I remember the day before we was kicking it, like, I see you a couple times before that, and we were talking about that year we had to celebrate our birthday together.
Because
we're like, yo, we got to do, because both our birthdays November 4th.
That's a fact.
So it's like, yo, this year we got to do that shit. And always, yo, we were like, yo, we were just talking about the birthdays, and this nigga get booked.
That shit crazy. I did 5 birthdays in there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 5 birthdays. First time I ever been gone this long.
So the birthday that just passed,
That was my second birthday out.
But when did you get out?
I came home August.
So that first birthday
first birthday.
You couldn't even turn up like you wanted to.
Yeah, because I mean, I was still trying to get right. You know what I'm saying? I'm fresh out. You know, I got out August.
Yeah.
And then shit, my birthday 2-3 months right after that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm fresh home. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
This time right here, we was loopy. Me and Bay, we went to
Tennessee.
Nah, where we go?
nah, I'm fucking with him.
nah, not Tennessee.
Gatlinburg, right?
Nah. Hell no. Gatlinburg. That's Tennessee. Got jammed up.
Oh, nah, that's where'd y'all go? Y'all went to the mountains, right? It was some type of mountains. Yeah.
We went to Tennessee. Yeah. So we was ziplining. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm about to say because O was telling me because I had my birthday the same day. So I had a party. He was like, "Nah, I think I'm gonna go fuck with Mike." I was like, "Yeah, do your thing."
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's where I was in the mountains. Yeah. That's a fact. Yeah. Yeah. We was ziplining.
I see y'all was living it up out there.
Yeah. That's a fact. Yeah. So yeah, we did that. You know, did the club thing. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Yeah, we had fun. That shit. Yeah.
How was your first day when you went to Tennessee as far as like the sentence, like when you first touched in the jail?
When I first touched in the jail, that shit was, it was crazy because I seen a lot of niggas, you know, it's real niggas everywhere, but I seen niggas already signed for 30. Niggas signed for a dub, you know what I'm saying?
But so, at this time, you knew how much time you have, right?
Nah.
Oh shit, so when you went to Tennessee, you had no idea?
When I went to Tennessee.
You were still fighting it.
I had to get sentenced. Yeah, so like, with my charges, she came in there like, yeah, you know, you took so much money, so.
How much time are they telling you facing at the time?
See, they don't tell you because they go off a point system. The feds go off your criminal history and how many points that you had prior to what happened. So if your record fucked up, that's how more time you'll get. So if you've been in prison, if you got all, like they even tally up misdemeanors.
For real?
Misdemeanors. Wow. So if you got driving charges, misdemeanors, that's a point. Felonies is 3 points.
God.
So they tally up all that, and that's how they know how many months you're going to get.
Yeah.
Because it's a chart. It's 1 through 6 at the top, and then it's the months that go down the side.
Yeah.
So it's the points, my fault. It's the points that go down the side.
Mm-hmm.
So luckily my charge wasn't shit. You know, they don't trip on them. 300,000, 400,000 dealing with fraud.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In the millions, that's when they really get tricky. You know what I'm saying? But 300, 400,000, they not tripping on that. So really, I ain't have to do a lot. You know what I'm saying? But my criminal history, that's what pushed me to the side. So that's why they gave me 5.
Damn. So the day you get sentenced, how you feel? Like when you get your time?
When I get my time, I'm really just ready, like, to get this shit over with.
Because at the time, you've almost done 2 years already?
Yeah.
So when they hit you, because that's time served, so now you just got to do the other.
Right, see, because I beat the other charges.
The heroin and all that?
I beat the heroin and all that. So they gave me that time and put it towards my federal time because I beat the charge. If I didn't beat the charge, none of it would have counted. And I would have had to start a fresh federal sentence.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Ooh. Shout that shit could have got Rogers. Ugly, bro. Yeah shout shit. Out to Mary Rogers for real with that.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. But yeah, that shit, it could have got ugly. it could have got ugly because I was facing some shit. I had some shit. Yeah.
What about your first day out? How was your first day out?
My first day out was everything. That shit. It was love. That shit was, because, you know, I never did the prison thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, you only hear stories about it. You only hear niggas that done did time before and then got out.
Yeah.
Like, yo, yeah, when you get out, they going to be on you. You know what I mean? Like, so the first day, it was really just, I left when my baby was, she was 3-4 months when I left.
Oh, word?
My daughter, yeah.
Yeah.
My son was 6 when I left. When I got out, he was 11.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time. So when you look at it like that, them stages, that stage right there is a lot of time.
That's a fact. So it was crazy because, like, my daughter, she was, like, in Pampers. And now when I get out, I see her, like, she walking, talking, and all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I'm thinking because I told you my son is 4. So I couldn't imagine leaving my son at 3 months and then coming home to who he is today.
Come on, man. It's crazy.
All right. So with that being said, like, what about some of them dark nights in jail? I know you had times where you were just like,
man, first of all, I thank God.
Yeah.
I thank God for prison, because prison turned me to a whole different situation. You feel me? Like, it turned me up. Yeah, it turned me up on all levels. You feel me? Like, I think now, you know what I'm saying? Like, I learned a lot in there. You feel me? Like, I was, like, my cellie had double life. He had 174 years. So, being in there.
How old was he?
That nigga went in when he was 18. That nigga was 52.
At the time when you was locked up with him, he's 52?
He was 52. Yeah.
So, I know he was dropping.
He went
all
in 18, 19. He went in the 80s.
God.
That nigga was like 52. Yeah, they just granted him relief. Yeah.
Oh, they did? So yeah. He don't got to die in there?
Nah, he out. He out here. Yeah, he out here. They just granted him relief. Cecil
That's
Jackson.
Dope.
Yeah, you can look him up. Just put his name in, Cecil Jackson. And
so it wasn't nothing violent? Because I heard a lot of times it's the non-violent criminals that's getting out.
Drugs.
See, that's the thing. Like, drugs. There's no reason why you should be doing double life for fucking drugs.
In
like,
the 80s, you know, they either give you, it's either you take this or you go to trial. You lose trial.
You blow you
know,
trial, it's a wrap.
You know what's up.
They going to hang
they
you.
They blew trial, you know what I'm saying? But these stand-up niggas, they not snitches. Yeah. They're real niggas, you feel me?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and they did all that time, and they out now. They living.
How do they treat snitches in prison? Like, you know how, they hear,
you
like.
You can't walk on the compound.
Yeah.
Like, they got to. You got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Like, on some facilities, you got to have that paperwork. You got 30
days. As
soon
as you walk in, right?
You got 30 days to present that paperwork. If you ain't got that paperwork, you getting the fuck out of here.
So what, just niggas just run up on you? Like, what's up with your paperwork?
I mean, it's politics in prison.
Yeah.
So, like, the inmates run the yard in the feds.
Yeah.
The COs don't run the yard.
Yeah?
Yeah, the inmates run the yard. So, like, niggas from your hometown, like, wherever you from.
Mm-hmm.
So we from Charlotte. So Charlotte niggas is running up on you like, yo, what's up? Run that paperwork. You know what I'm saying? You run that paperwork, you know, let me see what it is. Let me see what you said in court. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
But what if you're not a street nigga? Like, let's just say you're just a random nigga who just got caught up in some shit and you told, like, because technically if you're not a street nigga, you can't be a rat, right? Like, I know it's different, partner, but you know, like.
It depends. I mean, because this is what you signed up for.
No. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you didn't sign up for that, like, let's just say it's a random nigga riding with a street nigga and he get caught up in some shit and he tells. He's not a street nigga by no
he's
means.
He's a civilian. That's a fact. But, you know, you can't.
That don't matter in jail?
Nah, it don't matter. That shit don't matter. Because, nigga, it's the real and the righteous in there. You feel me? Like, that shit don't matter.
Yeah.
It's you on this side or you on that side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't no in between.
You a real nigga or you ain't. Ain't no in between.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But not snitching don't make you a real nigga.
And that's my point. Like, there's some niggas who are real stand-up niggas who do it, but they're not going to jail for some shit that, because to me, like, so one of my biggest gripes with the street shit is, like, I know a lot of niggas who, if it's two niggas in a car, one nigga could be a street nigga, one nigga's not. If they get pulled over and it's some work in the car or some shit, the street nigga be like, everybody got to be quiet and just see how it go. But, like, if you a real nigga, to me, in my eyes, if I get pulled over and somebody that's riding with me and I got drugs, nigga, there's nothing to talk about. This is my gun and this is my drugs. Where are we going from here? Why am I implementing the other nigga into my bullshit and he ain't got nothing to do with it?
That's a fact. I mean, yeah.
Because some niggas be like, oh, I ain't a rap. I'm like, well, nigga, you still not a real nigga, because why you letting your man go to jail or get caught up in some bullshit he got nothing to do with?
Yeah, that's a fact too. But what niggas don't know is if everybody go to jail, they can't pin it on nobody.
Yeah. So, but some niggas don't have that. Like, niggas got families, jobs that they gonna lose, yeah, all that. You
that's
know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. That's a fact. Yeah. That's a fact. It's just who you dealing with.
True.
And the caliber of the person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you dealing with cruddy niggas, that's what you gotta go through. Yeah. But you don't see shit till shit happen.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the sad part.
You don't see till, you don't see shit till it happens. So, when it happened, then you know who you gotta deal with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Damn. So, but you said the first day out, you was... I know you was had. You knew your exact release
sleep.
Date.
I ain't sleep.
Oh, so you knew your exact release date?
Nah, I didn't. Oh. I didn't because I did all my time because they had me. I still had shit in Virginia. Like, I was supposed to go do another year in Virginia. Mm. But COVID came.
Oh, yeah.
COVID came. Niggas was on lockdown for 8 months. Niggas
what you was, mean? Like,
like in the hole.
Yeah.
Like, niggas was on, like, low-key in the hole for 8 months. Like, you only could come out for an hour, take a shower.
23 and 1
For 8 months straight. 8 months straight.
The whole pot or just?
The whole prison.
The whole prison?
Yeah, the whole prison. Yeah. The whole prison. 8 months straight.
In your cell, just chilling.
In your cell.
You had a bunkie though, you said,
got a cellie in the feds.
Yeah.
State, I don't think they do it like that, but yeah, in the feds, you got a cellie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, but we was, you know, we had it all right in there. You feel me? Like, you know, the nigga... My cellie, he was there since the prison opened.
Damn. So,
yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, he but was, thank God he home now.
Yeah, he home now. But he was loopy. He an OG. Yeah. You feel me? He a triple OG. So, you know, he had it going on. So we had it going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. So what about, what y'all call the, y'all call them chichis? What y'all call them in jail when y'all make the food, like the zuzus, all that?
See, that's the county play, like, you know, like the swoles and shit.
It's swoles,
that's the
county
play, like, you know, the feds, like, we get...
Y'all can eat whatever.
Yeah, like, we got a real situation, you know.
For
what
real?
I mean? We got chicken patties.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that, you know, and then, you know, niggas come back and do their own thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas making pieces and all that in the feds.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. So you rather, the fed time than the county?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely.
What's the difference? Like, how you feel?
I mean, like, the county, it's no respect. Like, the COs, they just do anything. Like, you feel me? Like, the feds, like, they actually, the inmates run the compound. So, you feel me? Like, you ain't even gotta, you know, and then, you know, in some spots, you can't even talk to COs. You gotta bring somebody with you to go holler at a CO.
What you mean?
A nigga might think you ratting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's real politics in there. You feel me? Like, niggas, they move real militant in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, they move real militant in there.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, it's a different situation. You feel me? Like, that's why niggas be coming home burnt and shit. Because niggas really move strategic. Because you got to. Because anything.
What you mean burnt for the listeners? Like,
shot out, fucked up, fried.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, like, you gotta be on point.
Right.
Nigga can lose their life in a split second.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, you got niggas in there that's never coming home. You got niggas in there, like.
So they got nothing to lose.
They got nothing to lose. They ain't got shit to lose.
They don't care about catching a body.
Listen, when the feds give out numbers, they giving out jersey numbers.
Yeah.
30, 40, 50, 100, 60. You feel me? Like.
Yeah.
The feds, they don't, you know what I'm saying? Depending on your charge, they throwing football numbers.
That's why most people would rather take the plea with the feds, right? They do not take the trial.
You have to take the plea.
It's
99%. When the feds get you, they got you. When the feds get you, they got you.
There's nothing to talk about.
That's a fact. Like, you can be state all day. Stay easy. You can be state all day.
Yeah.
The feds, go in there with that bullshit if you want. They going to knock your head in the dirt.
Yeah.
And then they going to give you more time because you went to trial.
You play with them,
yeah.
It's like, nigga, oh, you want to play? All right, I'm going to show you.
That's a fact.
Damn.
Yeah, the feds ain't no joke.
But, yeah, that's crazy, bro. Yeah, that was wild. Like, when O hit me, like, your brother didn't snatch Mike up, this and this and that. I'm like, no fucking way.
Yeah, they got me. Yeah, but like I said, I thank God for the feds. I thank God because... Like, I got around some niggas. I got around some good people.
Mm-hmm.
I got around some niggas, millionaire mindsets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got around some, you know, I learned a lot. You know what I'm saying? Niggas that's never coming home. You know what I'm saying? I learned a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because these niggas is, you feel me? Like, they got a lot of game. You know what I'm saying? Like, where I was at the deuce, but like Bernie Madoff was at the one. Feel me? Like nigga, I'm in there with Griselda Blanco's hitman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like
what you mean, level two?
Yeah.
That's what you mean by
level two. That's like medium high. That's the next thing to the pin.
Yeah.
So like I'm in there with, you feel me, kingpins.
They never moved you out of two?
Nah, I did my whole time in the deuce.
Damn.
Yeah, I did my whole time in the deuce.
Because usually you can move around, like if you...
I mean, nah, in the feds, like you can't move to 18 months. Like you got to stay at a spot for 18 months before you even, you know what I'm saying? And your points got to drop before you even go to a low or a camp. You know what I'm saying? It's four different facilities. It's a camp, it's the low, it's the deuce, and then it's the pin.
Yeah.
You feel me? I was at the deuce. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's crazy. And the crazy thing is people catch charges when they in jail. That's the worst shit ever.
People get life in jail.
They come in there with just
they come in there with 5 years
and catch life in there.
Catch life in there. Yeah. Because
yo,
shit go up. Whew. You know what I mean? Like shit go up. You know what I'm saying? And you know, niggas stand on principle. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like niggas stand on principle. Like I'm a man, you a man. So we not feel me? Like, ain't nothing to talk about. It's either we getting busy or we ain't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but it's crazy because in the feds, like, your own mans that you be running around with, that's the niggas who will get you.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So the first day, what's the first meal you ate when you came home? You remember that type of shit or you were just ready?
I think I ate Chick-fil-A.
Yeah?
I ate Chick-fil-A. I ain't eat it all.
All my homies, the first couple of days when they out, it just feel weird to them. It's like...
It was weird. It was weird as fuck. Because, like, I ain't seen it. I ain't... You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know what to expect. It was weird.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But...
Niggas go through a pandemic, like, after they catch COVID, and they got a quarantine for a few days. When they come out, they be feeling like, yo, it feel weird to be out. I'm like, nigga... I know niggas did time when they come out. They're like... Like when you know Debo, you was locked at one man Debo too. Yeah. But that was around that time or no that had to be before
that,
that
was
right?
Early in the game when Debo was in the county.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that nigga came home, it was weird for him. O's done little small stretches and when he come home it's a little different. Like
yeah. That's how it be though, cause
you
haven't been in society and you don't know how society moving.
Right.
And when you behind a wall, society is moving like this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like shit goes so fast, it's crazy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit goes so fast, it's crazy. So, like, you really don't know what's going on. So, then when you get out there, you like, oh, shit, this how this is moving?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to adjust. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, niggas adapt to any situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you just got to adapt.
So, when you come home, what's your plans? Like, when you come home, you like, what? Like, you can't go back to the old shit that you was on, right? Like,
nah.
So.
See, like. You playing in there. See, I got around some, like I said, I got around some good niggas.
Yeah.
And niggas was on my line.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do the same shit that you was doing out there because everybody don't get a second chance. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, like, you got a plan in there. That's where you start at. You start in there. So, you plan. And when you come home, that's when you execute the plan.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I got around some good people in there. You know, I wrote down a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, read a lot of books. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
I found myself in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I let the outside go. Like for real, I only spoke to my kids. Like, when the whole bid, I only spoke to my kids probably, like, a good 6-7 times.
Damn.
Yeah, a good 6-7
times. Are you locked in all the way?
You got to be locked in because you can't think about what's going on out there because that
shit stress you out.
The world is running. That shit's not stopping for nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I had to get myself together. I had to get me together and find me and find, you know, inner peace. You know,
do
what
your
saying?
Time. That's what all my homies say. Like,
you
know,
one thing about it, you have to do your time.
Yeah.
You can't. That's one thing you can't turn off.
Yeah.
You got a start date and an end date, and that's it. You feel me? You got to do that time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just what you doing with your time.
Yeah.
That's the question.
My man Pone was in the feds. He did 9 years. He was on the episode. I did a prison episode with him, and he used to call me a lot, and then he just went ghost. And I'm like, what happened? Like, when he finally called me, like, yo, fam, like, what happened? He was like, fam, I just wanted to lock in and do my time, bro.
Yeah.
He was like I just got tired of talking to people on the outside and just.
Yeah. Only because that's a distraction.
Yeah.
You get on the phone, you get the I with your mans. Yeah. They telling you what they doing. They living it up.
And it reminds you, like,
you can't do
situation.
That.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you stuck. You can't go nowhere. You miles away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you miles away, so, you know, a reality check comes in, like, nigga, Yeah. You in prison, nigga. You ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? You need that shit though. You know what I'm saying? You need that. You need them phone conversations. Like, yeah, we living it up. We doing this. Ah, we just left the club. We getting busy. You need that. You know what I'm saying? That's right. What keep you going. You know what I'm saying?
So then you came home and did what? What you got going on now?
I got a lot going on, man. Like, I just dropped the ebook, man. Yeah. Sauce to the 700 Club, man. Like, I switched it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I took what I learned in there and applied it out here. You know what I'm saying? Because the average person in prison, the average person running the block, still on the block getting chicken, selling whatever they selling, they don't know about credit. You know what I'm saying? And credit is important in life. You know what I'm saying? So I switched it up, man. I dropped the ebook. I got an ebook coming out, Sauce to the 700 Club, man. You know, it's just giving you the ins and outs of how you could do it yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could fix your credit yourself without credit repair.
When's it coming out?
30 days.
In 30 days?
In 30 days.
So what all could they learn from there?
It's dropping 30. You can fix your credit yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm giving you credit hacks. I'm giving you everything that you can do far as fixing your credit yourself. You know what I'm saying? With the letters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever you need. You know what I'm saying? It's in the book. You know what I'm saying? You can do it yourself, though. You know what I'm saying? Self-explanatory.
So they don't even got to go through you. Once they get the book, they can just learn everything off of that?
That's a fact.
That's even better, because it's a lot of times people hit you and be like, yo, I could fix your credit for you. It's like, I don't know if I'm going to trust you with my information, because once they got your social,
he
can spin you.
That's a fact. But see, everybody ain't like that. It's just who you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? But like I said,
for sure.
You get this book, you ain't got to do all that. You know what I'm saying? You can make the calls yourself. You can do the letters yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can do whatever you can do all that yourself. You ain't got to work. Ain't nobody got to tell you, all right, listen, give me $1,500 and I'm gonna fix your credit. You know what I'm saying? It's step by step. It's 8 steps. It's easy. You know what I'm saying?
8 steps in the book?
8 steps in the book. Yeah. Easy. You could do it yourself. Self-explanatory. What a lot of people don't know about credit is it's really easy. You know what I'm saying? It's just that's not what you focus on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I shifted. You know what I'm saying? I treat it like the drug and I treat it like the trap.
Hell, you know
what I'm saying? So I'm still in the trap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I supply and demand. You feel me?
That's
like
the beauty of when you get your feet wet in the trap, fam, you could do anything in this world after that, because you literally learn the basics of hustling. Like,
that's a fact.
And just how to be an entrepreneur.
That's a fact. That's why I carry it. That's why Lil Debbie always with me. You know what I'm saying? Just to show, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm putting this back in the bank when I leave. You know what I'm saying? But just to show, you know, these cards is everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't know, like, you can do a lot with these cards. You know what I'm saying? You can liquidate these cards and buy a house.
Yeah.
You can liquidate these cards and have this cash. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could do, it's a lot. You know what I'm saying? But it's credit. You know what I'm saying? Like, credit is queen, man.
Hell yeah. You could change your whole life.
You could change your whole life with credit.
I put up a, like, if you had to start from scratch, right? With nothing. With nothing. Would you rather 800 credit score or would you rather $100,000 in cash?
800 credit score.
Yeah.
I'd rather 800 credit score, because guess what? I can get $1 million cash with an 800 credit score.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like I said, I treat everything like the trap. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I put a poll up like that one time on Instagram, and it was literally like probably like 35, like, people were like,
It's common sense. You got to think about it. The average nigga in the streets, you can pay the plug. Why you can't pay the bank?
Bingo.
You feel me?
Damn, that's real.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
You can pay the plug, so why you can't pay the bank? The plug can give you this and give you that, and you can have his money back. But the bank can give you 100 times more. It can 10x your situation.
Yeah.
Feel me?
And like, you don't got to look over your shoulder.
And you ain't got to look over your shoulder. You just got to know what to do.
Yeah.
But being an entrepreneur and a street guy, you know, you already know what to do. You know how to hustle. You know how to get money. You know how to take that money and flip that and put it back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's easy. It's just you playing a different game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what we got us. As people that went to prison, people don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to play the different game. You feel me? Like, it's chess.
Hell
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? It's chess. That's why I said credit is queen.
Yeah.
The queen move anywhere around the board.
Yeah, you're talking about chess. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, what's the book called?
Sauce to the 700 Club.
Sauce?
Sauce to the 700
sauce
Club.
To the
I'm giving
700.
You all, I'm giving you all the sauce you need to fix your own credit by yourself.
Where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram, Mr. Splash Out.
Mr. Splash Out.
Mr. Splash Out. You can find me on Facebook, Splash Harp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you out doing the right thing, bro.
Yeah, I'm. You gotta switch it up.
Facts,
you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? You gotta switch it up. It's you gotta make it. Like I said, like we already set up to lose.
Bingo.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is what we gotta understand. Like, you already set up to lose.
Yeah.
So how you gonna change the situation? You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta change this. You gotta put. You know, it's everybody got somebody that care about them. You know what
everybody,
I'm saying?
Everybody. Yeah.
So you gotta put yourself in the right position because people care about you. You know what I'm
and
saying?
And at the end of the day, it's really up to you. Like, nigga, nobody yeah. owe you shit in
nobody,
this world.
Nobody owe you shit.
I hate that shit when niggas be feeling like you just owe them something. Like,
nah.
You might be up and the nigga just feel like, oh, you owe me because you my man. Like, I don't owe you nothing, nigga.
Nothing at all, nigga.
Yeah.
You came in this world by yourself, you gonna leave by yourself.
Facts, yeah.
So, nigga, you gotta, while you here, you better make the best of it.
Got to.
You better get it in.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you gonna get left.
Hell yeah.
Straight up.
How did you, you were out. You had just, how long were you out before Mac died?
Mac, I was out, I wasn't even out a year.
That's crazy.
I wasn't even out a year. Lost my right-hand man, my best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't even out a year.
Yeah, I met him that one time. It was old birthday party, and he pulled up on us, and we were just out there kicking, laughing, joking. I think that was the first time I had brought some Classe Azul, and he was like, nah, I never had it. I'm like, nigga, pour up, drink. He kicking it, laughing, joking.
One thing about him, he going to get busy.
Yeah.
He going to get busy. Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, you... I don't know if you want to, we can edit out. You had me rolling outside that day when you told me about the tickets that you try to buy.
Oh, yeah. You got finesse. Listen, how you going to finesse a finesse? That's crazy.
Project Pat had my favorite line. That nigga said, how the hell you robbers going to rob the robbers?
Yeah.
This nigga got finesse.
This nigga finesse me. I'm trying to get the tickets for the comedy show.
Yeah. Mike Epps, was that Mike Epps?
That was Country Wayne.
Wayne.
Mike Epps, all of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the nigga like,
I was in tears. He told me this
nigga,
story.
I get the tick. The nigga like, all right, listen.
So how'd you, hold on. You missing the part because you Googled it, right?
I Googled it. So I'm
you were trying to Google
Ticketmaster. I'm trying to Google Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
And I end up clicking on something else. So I end up clicking on something else. So I call the nigga. So I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to get tickets to the comedy show. He like, all right, cool. I'm going to get you front row. I'm like, all right. He like, listen, you know, like, we don't take credit cards though. So my girl like, you gonna let that fly for real? I'm like, I'm just trying to get the tickets, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to make sure we in there. Yeah. So he like, listen, we don't take credit cards, but you could go to the store and get a vanilla card and load the money on there and give me the number on the back. So I'm like, all right, so I go to the store.
But and that whole time it didn't ring off on you? Which is crazy cause to me. When you telling me that story, we all outside dying. You remember that night?
Yeah.
We all dying. Like, how did you not know that?
Man, I'm
but
doing
you just speedballing.
I'm speedballing. You know, and then it's crazy. I let this motherfucker really get me. You know what I'm saying?
How much he got you for?
What did he give me for? Like 480? Yeah. I was mad as
hell
fuck.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know what? Like, because I'm telling my girl, I'm like, listen. Why don't they take credit cards? That don't make sense.
At all.
But I still did it.
Yeah.
I still did it. And she like, that's, you want to throw money away if you want. Like, yeah. I'm like, let me go ahead and see what it's about.
Yeah.
The nigga like, yeah, scratch that off. Give me that number on the back. And I did it like a dumbass. Yeah.
Yo,
like,
we was in tears laughing, nigga.
Nigga got me.
Yeah.
I was mad as hell.
It happens, though. Like, that's the thing. People... It's been a few times where I almost fall for the shit. And I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. Why are you asking me for my information? You asked me for my card information, and you calling me telling me my card is in jeopardy.
Right.
But
right. Yeah. That's how I mean. That's it. Due to the circumstances.
It happens.
Clipped me quick too. Yeah. He won't get me again.
Nah, fuck no. But you still went to the comedy show. How'd you get?
I end up going directly to the Bojangles Arena.
That was the same night. Matter of fact,
was
it?
Same day.
Oh, yeah.
So. Tickets that I got, and I paid $450 there for two tickets. And so really, I paid $1,000, damn near $1,000, fucking with this dude, you know
right,
what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, right, right,
yeah.
Charge it
to the game.
That's how it go.
Yeah, that's a fact.
But that's dope, man. I'm glad you're doing this credit shit, man, so motherfuckers can learn how to do that shit on their own.
Learn how to do it on your own. And it's easy. That's the crazy thing. And really, you really need that in life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people really don't tell you that you need credit because that wasn't our game. You feel me? Like, we picked it up late.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you need it. Yeah. You know, credit is everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need it. That's how you can buy your house. You can
everything.
Buy your car. You can buy everything with credit. And it's your money.
Yeah.
It's other people's money. Yeah. It's not your bread. Yeah. Like I said, I treat everything like the trap. You know what I'm saying? So
now that you made a good point. That's literally like the plug front you some work.
Plug front you some work. You're going to pay that plug. You feel
off
me?
Off top. Yeah.
So why wouldn't you want to pay them credit people and they really put in interest, but you can get more and more and more. You know what I'm saying? You pay them back 15 grand. They going to give you 40.
And God forbid you don't pay it back. It ain't like they're going to come knock your head off.
That's what I'm saying.
The plug might knock your head off.
The plug will knock your head off. These credit, they ain't going to knock your head off. They just ain't going to give you no chicken.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But why not play their game?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know how many successful people out here playing their game?
Yeah. And to the young niggas even in the streets. Don't run off on a plug. That's not... I don't give a fuck what Plies said to y'all niggas.
That's a fact.
Hey. Motherfuckers back. Whatever you owe, pay that shit.
Pay that shit. That shit everything. You feel me? Like that shit. I mean, that shit everything. You need to pay niggas back. Cause guess what? You want a nigga to pay you back.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna go for that nigga not paying you back.
At all.
You know
and trust
me,
if you run off on a nigga, it's gonna come a day when a nigga run off on you for twice the money damn near.
That's a fact. That's a fact. That's and that shit go. Hurt.
Hell yeah, that shit
that
hurt.
Shit hurt.
Yeah.
But you play this game right here,
yeah.
Like I said, man, you know, cars on deck. You know what I'm saying?
I
like,
see.
Cars on deck.
Pulled up
so,
with cards.
Cars on deck. This money.
A big bankroll, too.
This money. You feel me? Lil Debbie. Got Lil Debbie in the cut. You know
what does
I'm
that
saying?
Mean, Lil Debbie?
Lil Debbie. That's just who she is.
Oh, that's what you call her?
Yeah, Lil Debbie. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's something light. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you can spend this and get it right back. Credit. Credit is everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Lil Debbie in the cut. Lil Debbie, always, she ain't gonna steer you wrong. You
never
know what
that.
Mean? Yeah. It's just you got to know what to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, assets over liabilities all day. You know what
For
I'm saying?
For sure.
Assets over liabilities. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
You have to have something that generates income. You feel me?
I was reading this shit up too with credit. Like, a lot of times you could just call them and dispute some shit. Because if I heard of a creditor doesn't have it in writing, like, in proof that. Because sometimes they just know of some shit that you might owe, but they don't really have no legal paperwork on that. You could dispute that, and that shit just, they got to take it off.
Yeah, they got to take it off.
Yeah.
It's certain, it's 609s, even regular dispute letters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like they got to have actual proof.
That's exactly, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Listen, I'm going to give you a hack right now.
Yeah.
It's easy. You call the credit bureaus.
Mm-hmm.
And just change the old addresses and the old names on your credit report.
Yeah.
It's automatically shit gonna drop off. Automatically.
Free jewels.
Dropping jewels.
The rest you gotta get out the
Free
book.
Free game. Yeah, the rest you gotta get out the book. I just
What's
gave
the book called again?
Sauce to the 700 Club.
Please go get that book.
Yeah,
man.
Sauce to the 700 Club coming out in 30 days.
Yeah.
30 days. I'm gonna give y'all what y'all want. You gonna change your life with this.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I'm giving you the ins and outs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the big homie, him 500. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can go follow him 500.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, he the big homie, and he taught me what I know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But now I'm passing it down to everybody else. You
Hell
know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
How you feel about the streets? Like,
streets is overrated. Like,
thank you. I'm glad.
It's the game that you will never win in the game. It's called the game.
Yeah.
You can never beat
you
the game.
You're never going to beat the game.
Just understand, it's been since the 80s, since Nicky Barnes and them. You feel me? Since Alpo and them. You feel me? Like, you will never win in the game.
Mm-mm.
You feel me? Like,
it's designed for you to lose.
It's designed for you to lose. It's a repeated cycle.
It's like gambling almost.
You get money, you go to jail. It's the game.
Or die.
Or die. It's no in between.
There's nothing.
It's you either going to die from the game or you going to go to jail from the game.
Yeah.
It's no in between.
Nah.
You feel me? Like, the game is overrated. And, you know, that's all we know. So that's what we choose.
Yeah.
You feel me? But you get that sauce to the 700 Club, it's going to change your life.
Change your life. You got to get
that.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah. But that street shit, man, every nigga I know who you know, after they hit a certain age, they look back and be like, I wish I never played the streets.
But, I mean, you got to understand, like, that's all we know.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, that's all we ever been around. So You around niggas that get money, you gonna get money. You around niggas in the street, you gonna be in the street.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So do you pass that game on to the young homies now coming up?
You got to.
Yeah.
You got to, because that's all they know is Instagram, the rappers, and you feel me? Like, but really, they don't even know that's all the image.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they telling you this shit, you know what I'm saying? So you can go do this dumbass shit and get 25 years, but guess what they doing? They got legal businesses.
Yeah.
Feel me? Like, they really getting chicken.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they not going to jail.
Hell no.
You know what I'm saying?
Even
like,
these rapping niggas, they literally will rap about one thing, but they kids, they will never have them in that shit.
That's a fact. It's entertainment.
Yeah.
It's entertainment.
But it's a lot of people who don't realize it's just entertainment.
Yeah, it's entertainment. And you got to understand, you got to know the differences from that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like I said, that's all we ever known.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom's hustle, my pop's hustle.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I hustle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's all I ever known. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's like a family business.
That's a fact.
Yeah. If you own the Chick-fil-A, your son going to be part of that Chick-fil-A.
And that's a fact.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, and that's the game we playing now. You feel me? Like, real estate, assets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We playing that now. You know what I'm saying? So my kids, you know, I'm breaking the generational curse.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like I said, my mom's hustle, my pop's hustle, I hustle. My son, he's not going to hustle.
Hell no.
You feel me? Like you said, I'm going to show him how to own a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
So he can show his son how to own a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He can show his sister, listen, this is what it is right here. So you can have that. You know what I'm saying? Breaking the generational curse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about.
How do you cope with Mac's loss?
That shit crazy. Like,
because that's your right hand, man.
That's my everything. Feel me? Like,
you got him tatted too,
right? I got a tatted on right beside my heart. Feel me? Like, that's my man. It's fucked up. It don't even seem real because somebody you with every day, somebody you running around with. Like, my girl say we talk like bitches because we tell each other everything.
But you know how females hate when you got a right hand, man. That's your bro. And
that's a fact.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, that shit don't even seem real, you know? And then we got to go to a fucking gravesite to see him in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look at life so different. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, people really think they got time.
Yeah, you never know when
you never know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know. Everybody always putting off tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. But what if tomorrow's your last day? You know what I'm saying?
And it can very well happen, bro.
That's a fact. Feel me? Like, because you don't know. It's two things in this world. You got to live and you got to die.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you don't know when you're going to die.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
I ask this question all the time. If you knew the age that you were going to die, would you want to know right now?
Fuck no. Who would want to know that?
A lot of people, bro. You'd be surprised.
Nah.
The guest I had last, I think Sierra said she would want to know. It's a few people who answered like, hell yeah, I would want to know because I want to know how much time I got, what I could do.
Nah.
I wouldn't want to know that.
You got to lit that shit up right now.
Yeah.
It's no do-overs. It's no Call of Duty. It's no, you know what I'm saying?
No respawning. Like, you can't come back.
You can't die and come back.
Right.
You feel me? You got one life.
Yeah.
So you better lit that bitch
to
the
fullest.
So you
wouldn't want to know at all.
Feel me? I wouldn't want to know because guess what? Every day I'm going to try to ball my fucking life. I'm going to try to live up my life, take care of my kids, do what I got to do, have fun. You know what I'm saying? Every day up until it's that time.
Because I think if I knew, I would just spend the rest of my time shook.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be able to be comfortable.
How can you get comfortable and you know you about to die at 37 and you 36?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Exactly.
Like, you won't know. You know what I'm saying? So guess what? Don't tell me shit. We about to live it up anyway. We about to get busy.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, and this time on this earth, they gonna know who I am. They gonna know, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Splash out, you feel me? He loopy.
Yeah.
He like that. You know
niggas know who you are on the east side for sure.
Oh yeah,
like, your name? Yeah, niggas know.
My name definitely ring bell.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, me, my Mac, we been, you know what I'm saying? Like since Jizz, you feel me? Like we was 18, 19, riding on rims. You know what I'm saying? Like we been, you know what I'm saying? This ain't just started. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, because the first, my man always talked highly about you. Like, even before I ever met you, he's like, yo, it's my nigga, bro.
Because
I'm telling you, you're going to click with him as soon as you meet him. That's my nigga. I'm like, I ain't going to meet. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
ever
a fact.
Since, I'm like, this nigga's a real one.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah. And then we got the same birthday.
Exactly.
That's the thing it is.
Yeah. And we still haven't celebrated. Yo, the next one coming up, we got to do something, bro.
Got to do something.
Yeah.
We going to get it.
Sure.
We going to figure it out.
For sure.
Because, listen, the next one.
Yeah.
It's going to be 2 years home.
Oh, yeah.
2 years, so, we litty.
Yeah.
We going up like a
And buffer. Most of my birthday, last time we had a hookah hotspot, like, most of the sections was east side niggas. Like, my nigga Hurt and all them niggas, they, you know, Pop, all them niggas was in there,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely going, you know, that ain't about nothing. We yeah, going to yeah, sure. get it situated, yeah. you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you run, you went to school, my young boys, Queso and them niggas.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike my niggas. Superstar, yeah. all them niggas, yeah.
Yeah, Dowie, all them, yeah. you know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, hell yeah. I know a lot of...
Charlotte's as small as...
Charlotte's
like,
small as hell, man.
It's only like 2-3 degrees of separation.
Man, that shit, Charlotte's small as hell, man. You yeah. you either my cousin or you know who I know.
Yeah.
Or your girl know who I am.
Yeah.
Charlotte little for real, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get in contact with somebody. I remember my man Tawadi one time. Shout out to Tawadi. It was some shit that was going on, and he was like, just be cool. He's like, you'll run into them niggas in East Lamar.
Yeah, that's a fact.
He told me that. I was like, you tripping, nigga. He was like, that shit still rings to me to this day. Shout out to East Lamar. That's some East Side shit.
East Side but, shit, man.
Yeah, he told me that shit, and that's to this day, because you'll run into a nigga in Charlotte. You got beef with a nigga. Quick. You're going to run into him.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Somewhere.
It might not be this year. Yeah. It might not be this couple, but you're going to run into
You're going to run into him.
That's a fact.
For sure.
This shit too little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, nigga, that's crazy. I'm glad. So the credit shit is gonna get these niggas the game to clean up their credit.
Yeah. Credit is everything, man. Yeah. And this is what they don't talk to you about, man. We don't know this because we stuck in a trap. You feel me? Like, I'm trying to show niggas how to get out the trap. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck the trap. You know what I'm saying? That shit is peanuts compared to what these people, they'll give you credit.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? Like,
nigga, there's plenty of money out here.
Man,
plenty of legal money. That's what people don't understand.
They don't know.
There's so many grants.
It's not that they don't understand. They don't
that's
know.
True. That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to have the information. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot out here. You feel me? Like, and they giving a lot out here. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we try to do everything under the bridge because that's all we know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
If you could change your past, like, if you got an option to change your past or look into your future, which one would you do?
I would change my past.
Really?
Only because the stuff that I know now, if I would have knew that 10 years ago, I had 2 million easy.
For sure, right?
Easy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I had 2 million easy.
And
like,
if you look in your future and see some shit that you don't want to see.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know, niggas, you know, you can create your own future. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just about the information. You got to have the information.
Oh, that's a good point.
You can create your own future. You feel me?
Yeah.
Manifestation is real.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, this is what people don't know. This is what our people don't know. You feel me? Like, niggas in the trap, you don't know. But you could go get that 100 bands.
Yeah.
You could go make that. You know what I'm saying? You could go get that 20 pounds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You could go back and invest in Bitcoin early.
Yeah, that's
and pull out before it just start crashing and all that.
That's a fact too, but you know they don't know about cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I'm trying to pour down on them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to sell $20 worth of crack when you could sell a $20 shirt with your name on it.
You see, that's what I do.
You feel me? Like,
it's
other ways of income. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Niggas, you already a natural born hustler. You know what I'm saying? You already getting shit. You know, like. People know street niggas, trappers, they are the real entrepreneurs. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, you just switch
once,
the hustle.
Fam, once you learn the basics of that, life could go real smooth.
Trap niggas put in 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And they put in 24 hours a day.
Risking their life, their
freedom.
Risking
their life, their freedom, their family. They risking everything just to get chicken. That's why they live the way they live.
Yeah.
Just flip it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You flip it.
The thing about the street game is some niggas be making a career out of it, and you can't do that. Like,
because they think that's all they know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all they know. It's levels.
Yeah.
You got your local street niggas.
Yeah.
And you got your plugs.
Yeah.
It's levels.
Yeah.
It's really all they know. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's all they know. They don't really know about, you know, if you put that money in the bank could give you interest on that money.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
You put 40,000-50,000 in the bank, they'll give you 50,000.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
They don't know this.
Right.
You feel me? So they rather think, they rather put they money in a cut and keep stacking it in the shoebox.
Fam, once you clear up your credit, like, I got a good credit score. They send me shit in the mail all the time, like, you've been pre-approved 50 racks, you've been pre-approved for this, you've been pre-approved. I'm like, yo, fam, like, I'm straight. When I'm ready, though, with whatever I want to do, that's the beauty of credit. Like, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
They'll give you whatever you want.
Yeah. Like, they're begging you to take it.
They begging you to take it.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, they put their little interest rate on it, but they begging you to take it.
And when your credit's good, they be like, no interest for 2 years. Like, you could just hold this money for But and the thing, the trick with that though is like, when you do slip up on the payment, now you got to pay all the interest for all that time.
That's a fact. But yeah.
So you got to be on top of your plug. Though. Exactly.
You can pay that plug. So why you can't pay that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The plug say, "Yo, listen, I need $2,400 on the 5th."
Yeah. You gonna have that bread?
You gonna have that bread? So why you can't pay a card? Yeah. And have $2,400 on the 5th.
Yeah.
So you keep paying that $2,400 on the 5th. We gonna give you 55.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a different game. You feel me? Like. It's a different game. I respect this game. You know what I'm saying? Because you can win with this game.
You definitely can win. You can big,
win
too.
You can win big with this game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The real game, you're going to lose. You're always going
to
lose.
It's designed to lose, bro.
You're going to lose.
It's like Vegas.
They don't know that.
House always wins.
House always wins. You're going
to
lose.
And the feds are the house when it comes to the street shit.
That's a fact. They running down on you.
And they going, nigga, them numbers that they playing with? What's the they above a 98% conviction rate?
99.9.
Don't play with them niggas.
Play with the feds. They gonna.
That's literally playing Russian roulette with a loaded clip.
That's a fact.
Like nigga.
Out of 1,000 niggas, one niggas beat the feds. One. Out of 1,000 niggas, one niggas beat the feds. One.
And they're probably doing a little telling.
One.
It's rare nigga gonna come up there, just head to head beat the feds.
Man, every nigga that done got convicted by the feds.
Yeah.
They done did time in the feds.
Bro, that.
You beat the feds, they gonna come back and get you again.
How long is a day in jail? Like, how does it feel? Like,
man.
That shit feel forever, right?
It's not the same day as out here. Out here.
Before you look up, the day's over.
Man. Out here, before you look up, the day over, like you said.
Yeah.
Man. It's every hour on the hour.
Yeah.
When you in there, it's every hour on the hour.
You just keep looking at the time.
Sometimes you don't even want to look at the time. You just want the day to go by.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just want the day to go by. Shit.
How's visits? And your friends and your people who fuck with you, dude? Because most of my people, as soon as they get to jail, it's two type of niggas that go to jail. It's the niggas that go to jail and be mad at the world for not showing them love, giving them commissary. And then there's my nigga Debo, when he got locked, he was like, nobody owe me shit. He's like, if a nigga throw me something, cool. If not, don't nobody owe me shit. Those are the type of niggas I fuck with 100% because that entitlement. I mean, there's a few niggas you'd be like, damn, I would think he would have threw me some or he would have wrote me a letter or some shit like that. But then there's some niggas like, it's better just tune everybody out and do your time.
It's a difference. Like, niggas don't owe you shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? But niggas in jail expect that.
Yeah.
They expect somebody to do something for them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I lived off the land.
Yeah.
I got it out the mud. You feel me? Like, I was getting it in there and sending money home to my kids. You feel
me? That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, I was getting it in there and sending money home to my kids. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, but.
So there's three type of niggas in jail. My bad. Shout out to you for that.
Yeah, that's a fact. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got niggas that's going to get it theyself and ain't going to ask for shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You send it.
Yeah.
You don't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But niggas lose a lot of relationships because niggas don't send it. If you my man, niggas feel obligated for you to send something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you got to understand, niggas got lives. Niggas got families. Hell niggas got, you know what I'm saying?
And niggas ain't put you in there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you know who real for you in there. You learn a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because people show you their true colors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just got to believe it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. A lot of times, niggas show you their colors the whole time, but we choose to ignore that.
That's a fact.
There's plenty of times you be around.
Get in shit, that's who you know who for you.
Yeah. But that's crazy. Yeah. But that's one of them things where it's like, fuck, when you get in there, that's when you really, but you just wish like, damn, that's when you, everything hit you. Like, I saw all them signs, but I chose to ignore them.
That's a fact.
But yeah.
That's a fact. You see them, but you don't want to hear them.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
They there.
You see them, they there, but you don't want to hear them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It take you time to sit down and really see who for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It take you time to sit down like, all right. He took time out of his day to send me $10.
Does accountability set in? Like, at what point were you in there like, damn, this is all my fault? Do you, like, not for you in particular. I'm just talking about.
Yeah, you think that. You know what I'm saying? But you got to accept accountability.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, some niggas still think that they can get out and do the same shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got another run. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
The shit hit you like, it is your fault. Nigga, you in jail. You left your family. You left everybody because you're a dumbass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but you got to accept that accountability for you to move on. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. You in there. You got sentence. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But you got to accept that accountability. Yeah. That's what helped you grow. It's about growth.
Man, I'm glad you out, man. It's another episode, man. Where can they find you at again?
Mr. Splash Out on Instagram, Facebook, Splash Heart.
And the book is called?
Sauce to the 700 Club, man. And dropping in 30 days.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I'm going to have, you know, I'm going to be going live. I'm going to be going, you know, doing a whole bunch of stuff, you know what I'm saying, to promote the book, you know what I'm saying?
When you do promote it, like, tag me on it just so I can repost it.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know, whatever you need from me, nigga, just send it to me, and I'll repost it, do whatever I got to do for it.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And I'm going to buy a copy and all that, too.
Yeah. It's cheap as hell. It ain't shit, you know what I'm saying? It's eight basic steps, you know what I'm saying, what people really don't know about, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
So I got all the sauce, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know what to do, you know what I'm saying? And this just on personal credit, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I see.
Me and my girl, we got something coming out with the business credit, you know what I'm saying? Like, we about to drop some jewels with the business credit, you know what I'm saying? How you can get 100K in funding and all that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I got a lot of little situations about to come through, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I see you pulled up with a big bankroll, stacks full of money, cards.
Credit, man, credit. It's all credit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, Lil Debbie. Run around with Lil Debbie, you know what I'm saying? It's all credit.
Yeah.
It's just how you leverage your credit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's how you do, you know what I'm saying? Like, you think Moneybag Yo and Lil Baby and the Baby, you think them niggas is running around with trap money?
No, hell no.
Niggas got good credit.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Be honest with you, bro. It's plenty of times where it's niggas that I knew, like, I always kept a job or legal hustles and shit like that, and I was doing way better than niggas who were trapping. Like, 80% of the niggas who were trapping that were around me, I was doing way better than them when I'm just doing legal money.
The trap niggas, you have to re-up.
Yeah.
Then you got this, you got this expense, you got that expense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You, all types of shit. You go to jail, you got to pay lawyer fee. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a never-ending game. You know what I'm saying? Like,
once I realized there was so many ways to get legal money, like from the t-shirts, the parties, everything that I was doing, bro, I was like, I would never get back in the streets ever in my life.
Streets is whack, man.
Super whack.
Shit is whack. Like,
I just wish people would learn that at an early age.
That's a fact, but it's
opportunities
and
knowledge.
Rappers and all these other motherfuckers influencing the youth to do this and do, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, like, you know, like, that's why Money Man teaching game right now. You feel me? Like, he putting game in his raps.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, create an LLC.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Get your LLC. Get funding for your LLC.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That way you can do what you want to do with your LLC. And then you're making money. You know what I'm saying? You could do write off your taxes. Write off everything that you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You go to the strip club and throw money. Guess what? You can put it on your, you can write it off on your LLC.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what we don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is what niggas need to start teaching niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Like, hell yeah.
Fuck showing you how to bust down a brick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let me show you how to bust down this credit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let me show you how to bust down this card.
Hell
you know what I'm saying? So guess what? So you can not only teach whoever you want to teach, you can move your moms out the hood. You know what I'm saying? You
Important.
Can retire your moms.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can retire your pops.
Right.
You feel me? Like, that's what it's all about. You think you're going to do that in the streets?
Nah, not at all.
Not at all.
That's not happening, man.
You're going to have 50, 40.
Yeah, football numbers.
Trying to retire your moms. You know what I'm saying? But you could do it with a credit card.
Yeah.
You feel me? You can retire your moms with a credit card. It's just how you got to know how to do it.
That's a fact, man. But we definitely going to tap in with you anytime you want to pull up and talk about anything. You got anybody you want to bring through here that got some shit really moving?
Yeah.
Pull up, man. You know you got the green light.
I'm bring my girl next time. My girl, she going to put the rundown on the credit play. And, you know what I mean? Like, she definitely loopy with the situation. You know what I'm saying? So
we happy to have her here, man. We out of here, man. It's another episode of Mez Drinks and Chill. Appreciate y'all for listening. That first song was Money Only Mo. Shout out to the East Side, man.
Shout out to the East Side, man.
We
out
of here.
I say right foot creep, ooh, walking with that heater. Look around, stay low, make sure they don't see you. Catch some bad, walk down, face them with that heater. The devil under your feet, you're on your way to see him. Stress me when I can't sleep, bang out when I see you. Play with me, you can't sleep, we got into the sea shoe. You won't have no case, we range your shit soon as they face you. You won't have no space, we had your sex until we spray you. Put your mask on, they coming out. As soon as they close that door, we just gon' walk down. They said we did wrong, cause we knocked him off.
But he who got Kylak and tell that bitch that that's his fault. If we draw, I don't gonna get that off. And all them clowns, including the spouse, kept that blick inside my drawers. Every time I walk the dog, I work for 10 or so CDs. You throw a diss and you get tossed. Say you ain't kissed that, cross my name up, ain't no talk. If they had a bang out at the store from my pop, I window, I can see a spout. But I ain't seen that since Jordan Dixon made some niggas some talk. Big foul, they got that shit on me and I'm solo. Nigga knowing that it's retired. I spit that shit that caused a massacre at the powder. I say right foot creep, ooh.